Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah. I got it's Sal from Cardiff. I got a Hugh on the line. I'm going to go ahead and transfer to you right now, okay?
Cool. Perfect.
Cool. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Hugh. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I've been trying to get a hold of you. How's business been? You guys been pretty busy?
Yeah.
I totally understand.
Yeah,
it's about that time of the year, you know, where business owners are just nonstop. Well, hey, I wanted to see if you were able to get any other approvals from anywhere else that you were looking at.
No, I stopped looking, you know, so basically, you know, if I could get a good rate, I'll go forward. If not, then, you know, I just come and go ahead and self-fund.
Okay. Well, I do have a few options for you, but they are along on the shorter term. I know we were looking at 3 years, but I got something up to as long as 15 months, anywhere between 6 to 15 months. Are you open to a 15-month option?
15-month option? Well, how much are we talking about in terms of monthly payment?
Well, I'm willing to...
the loan amount.
Yeah, well, I'm willing to get the underwriter to write off on a $98,000. So, will the $98,000 help the business out?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of, you know, construction costs and stuff like that, so that way, you know, it can go straight to it pretty quick. Definitely can help, but, you know, but in terms of, like, the interest rate and how much I'm paying back, that's what I need to know is...
Sure.
Yeah. Any like fees or anything like that add on to that 98?
Yeah. So let me tell you what that would be. 1.38. So if you're borrowing 98,000, your total payback is going to be 135 over the 15-month term. Okay. So it's a great program. There is a 1.5% origination fee on that. There were a couple other fees, but I got those waived for you. So the only fee on that right now is a 1.5% origination fee. But to be able to borrow $98,000, have it work for your business right away, I can make that happen within... I can get you funded by tomorrow if everything works out right, latest Friday. And then that's over the 15-month term. And what's great is that if you need more money in about 4 or 5 months... we can revisit your file. I can refi the loan that you have currently. Or if you want to just get more money on top, I can make that happen as well.
Yeah, but, you know, the total I'm paying back 130-something. That's outrageous.
130? Is that too much for you?
Yeah, that's outrageous in terms of, like, huh?
What were you thinking?
It's only, you know, it's like a year. If you think about 15 months, it's only like a year. So in terms of interest rate, that is almost like, you know, $40,000 worth of interest.
Well, Hugh, I want you to keep in mind, this is an unsecured loan, right? So this isn't something that we're going to say, you know, you're going to put your house up for collateral or anything like that.
Yeah, I understand. It's unsecured, you know, but it's not something that I look at. It's just not feasible, Jeremy.
It's not feasible for you.
$40,000 worth of interest in 15 months. That's crazy.
Okay.
that's bad, you know, investment in terms of my part. But for the company, yeah, it's great for them. But, yeah, it's not something I can go forward, Jeremy.
No, I totally understand. Well, what will this $98,000 do for you and your business, though? That's how we need to be looking at this, right? Is if this $98,000 is going to help bring in more revenue for your business and take your business to the next level, you really can't put a price tag on that.
Yeah, you can. But, you know, it's all about, you know, a good investment or bad, but that is totally bad. I mean, I'd rather have somebody borrow, if that's a career-wise, you know, I'd rather have somebody borrow money from me and give me $40,000 in less than a year.
I mean, but Hugh, would you lend somebody, to lend somebody $98,000 and all they're doing is signing their name saying, yeah, I promise to pay you back, it's kind of scary. You know what I mean? So,
I understand, but, you know, I'm a doctor. I'm not, you know, there's ways to go get me. I'm not going to lend $100,000 to someone who is, like, doesn't have, you know, construction worker or restaurant worker, you know?
It's right.
A different industry. I know, you know, I'm a doctor. I can't, you know, I'm not going to go anywhere. You can always look me up, and there's always ways to get you back.
But, of course.
It's not something that I'm interested in right now, Jeremy. I mean,
cool.
Unless, you know,
I tell you what. I tell you what, Hugh. What would work for you? Let me know what would work for you. What are you thinking? If I go back to my underwriter and I say, you know what? There's no way he's going to pay this. Tell me what will work for you. What are you thinking about? What would you like?
I mean, you know, I think for an unsecured loan, 10% interest rate would probably be something that I can work with. You know, because it's unsecured. But at the same time, it's not like credit card rate. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's something that, you know, that I would not have to tap on my credit card to try to pay off, like, whatever, my, you know, supplies or things that I need to expand my business. I can handle that.
Sure.
You know what
okay.
I'm saying?
You know, yeah.
I'm willing to work with 10%, but not, like, that was like, what, 40%, 50% interest rate? No way.
Yeah, well, we don't have actual, like, APR rate, but we do have what's called a factor rate is what we use. So it was a 1.38 factor rate on that. I can see if there's something we can do. Now, let me ask you this. Would a smaller amount in a shorter period of time, would that help you out? Or do you like the 15-month option?
It doesn't matter, Jeremy, but like I say, it's not, I'm borrowing $10, pay back 15, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get that. So I understand that, but I want to understand.
It doesn't matter about the amount, you know, I can borrow $50,000, but yeah, I'm not going to pay back $75,000, or, you know, borrow $90,000 and pay back, you know, $120,000,
okay, you know,
when you bring to me, okay, you know, here I can let you borrow $100,000, you know, 15 months, you know, your total payment is like $110,000. Yeah, that's feasible. Or
But here's
like
the thing. If let me ask you this question. If you borrow $100,000 and you pay back $110,000, could you pay that back in 6 months? Or is that just not feasible? That's my question.
I mean, you know, I probably could. You know, it's just like, I'm, instead of like using the funds I have now, it's
all, uh-huh.
You know, I can start depositing the money, the cash I have. You know, I can look at it that way, you know, with something where, you know, I could do.
Of course.
No problem doing that.
But you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, right? You're smarter than that. So you understand of using other people's money, right? So it just makes more business sense to do that. So I tell you what. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I understand where you're at. I'm going to go back to my underwriter. I'm going to express the situation and what's going on. You clearly didn't like the first offer we gave you. Let me go back. Let me see what I can do. I will call you back and see if I can get you a better offer. Does that sound fair?
Okay.
Now, as far as the amount, are we looking at, do you like the $98,000 or do you want me to try for something less? Would you use the full $98,000?
That's fine. I mean, it's a business, you know, it's almost like a startup. So, you know, construction wise, it's already going to cost me $120,000. So, you know,
okay.
Like I say, it can be used.
Okay.
Like you say, you know, I don't want to take out my cash out.
I understand.
Okay.
All right. I tell you what, Hugh. What's a good number for me to call you back on? Because you're a very hard man to get a hold of.
Yeah, you can always by text messaging me. Email and text message is the best way to.
Perfect. to get a hold of you. Then I'll shoot you a text. Is it the 281-451-8026?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I will go speak with my underwriter, and I'll be back in touch with you.
Okay, thank you, Jeremy.
All right, you're welcome, Hugh. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.